From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. KBIA is launching a brand new podcast called Show Me the State. The show explores the strange, misunderstood stories of Missouri's past and tries to figure out what really happened, why did it happen, and how has that shaped the state today? Here's a glimpse of the first episode about the rural legend of Doc Annie with host Christopher Husted.
If you grew up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri in the 60s and 70s, you probably heard the story of Doc Annie. Legend has it, Doc Annie was a doctor in town in the early 1900s who kept fetuses in a jar, or maybe threw babies in wells. The town of Poplar Bluff sits in the southeast corner of Missouri, where Highway 67 meets Highway 60. The population is just over 17,000. The healthcare system and the public school district hire the majority of the residents. There is only one public high school. Parker Smith graduated from there in 2013, and like many teens who grow up in rural Missouri, he says it was boring.
If you're from a small town, you kind of have to make your own fun. Beyond like what we were doing in high school and the activities that we were doing in high school, it was just like a lot of just driving around and looking for something to do.
No surprise here why a ghost story like Doc Annie would take off. But this is where the Doc Annie story happened. Yes, there is truth at the heart of this ghost story. Dr. Annie was a real person, and she performed abortions, illegally, in Poplar Bluff in the 1930s. There is not, however, any proof that she threw fetuses into a pit or stored them in jars. But this is the Doc Annie urban legend today, and how locals know her. To understand where the truth is, without the noise of small-town gossip, we have to go back and meet Annie, the real Annie, before her story got twisted into such a gory fable. Here's what we know about Annie. She was born in 1880 in Kellerton, Iowa. She graduated from osteopathic school in Kirksville, Missouri in 1902. Her husband, J.E., also graduated from there a year later. They moved to Poplar Bluff shortly after to open up a hospital. They had four children. To dig a little deeper, I talked to some experts. The first one is Parker Smith, the one who graduated from Poplar Bluff in 2013, whom we heard from earlier. He's also currently working toward his Master of Public Health at the University of Missouri. His research project focuses on women's reproductive health care.
So this legend of Doc Annie hadn't even crossed your radar growing up at all?
No, that legend had almost kind of died out amongst the generations of people growing up. I think it was bigger in like the 70s.
To jumpstart his research, Parker set up a visit with Beverly Sykes, one of Doc Annie's grandchildren. At Beverly's house, she tells Parker about a book with the story of Doc Annie.
Even though she really adored the women and children that she cared for, she was kind of cold to them and not super like affectionate.
Parker learns Annie was a physician who also happened to provide abortions, and Annie did not have a good reputation with most of the town.
That was a sneak peek of the Doc Annie episode of Show Me the State, KBIA's newest program. Find the full episode on kbia.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.